Off the ball.
Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The LOI wrap up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, the Leaders make a triumphant second half comeback, Bows and Pats keep the pressure on, Cork continue first division dominance, and Shells find interim form. But first, Waterford pull themselves out of a certain relegation with a 4-2 away win over Derry City at the Roy McBride Barnywell Stadium. Tommy Lonergan got the Blues off the mark early on with a converted penalty and later added a second midway through the second half, while talisman Padraig Amon got a third for the side soon after. But the Candy Stripes fought back, with two goals coming within 2 minutes from Rob Slevin and Adam O'Reilly. However, it was not to be Retaining Lynch's side, who announced the signing of Shelburne's Ellis Chapman prior to kick-off, as they conceded a fourth in stoppage time at the hands of Norwegian Jorgen Voelis. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Vinnie Peart spoke to Stephen Doyle about the resurgence of the Blues.
But it all seems to be working from at the moment for Graham Coughlan.
Yeah, and it's copy and paste from what we expected. It's what I expected from Graham's teams. It's you look at where he operated in English football and how he's had to get results before, so he's capable of getting Waterford out of it. I've always said that. I felt it was probably a little bit too much to do, but you know, I think if Waterford won two of the next four matches, they catch one of the teams. I think they catch one of them, I feel. So, and they're capable of doing that. Look, Tommy Lonergan is starting to find a lot of form over the last while. He's playing a lot of football. He's getting really fit and actually stronger, I would say. That's the one thing I've noticed when I've seen him live. Hammond is Podge, like, isn't he? He's always going to. He's very experienced, lead the Lions, he's clever. He doesn't look as old as he is on the pitch, so that's great. And he knows where the back of the net is. So their biggest challenge is being defensively set up. John Mann, I think, is suited to their pitch down there. There's a lot to like about them. Kevin Long has come in. Hayden Cann is doing really well for them. And when you get a winner, like John Mann's goal late in the game, when you get a winner that late, particularly away from home, then tell you, it was wonders for the group. The bus journey alone is better than any training session you do at home. They're probably 2 hours from Dundalk to Waterford, down the M1, back up the M50 and straight back down the M7, is it? It is a hell of a great journey, and that alone will bring them together on the journey they have over the next few weeks. He's done a brilliant job to give them a chance. Still a long shot. If I was involved with any club from Galway down, I'd really fear Waterford at the moment.
You can listen back to the LOI pod in full on your OTB podcast feeds. The win for Waterford crucially lifts them out of the 10th spot for the first time since February with 20 points, while Derry City sit in 6th place on 29 points. Shelburne powered themselves through a turbulent period following the departure of manager Joey O'Brien last week, with the 2-1 win over Dundalk at Toker Park last night. The Lily Whites got the first through former Red J.R. Wilson just 4 minutes into play, but Shells fought back. Daniel Kelly was able to capitalise on a mix-up in the box to level it near half-time, while star man Harry Wood added a second just before the half. This was just the third win for Shells at home in the league this season, the first under interim boss and Shelburne legend Duncan Fitzgerald. Shane Keegan was alongside Stephen Dawe on our live and exclusive commentary last night, and had this to say about Shelburne following full-time on League of Ireland late night.
Look, I thought Shells were decent tonight. They weren't superb, but they were decent. I thought even at 1-0 down, they had had more than their fair share of the chances, and had just been, you know, just been sloppy with their finishing. Freitas, who I thought, to be honest, was excellent aside from his finishing. Jesus, if he can add that to his game, David, there'll be no stopping him, because I thought he was an absolute handful tonight. He was everywhere. Played a significant role in the second goal and was just everywhere. But as I said, had two or three decent chances, didn't manage to convert any of them, but very, very good aside from that. He was a real handful. I thought Dan Kelly, one of his best games this season in a Shell.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
He was everywhere, wasn't he, in a constant menace. And listen, as you say, when Dundalk were trying to throw the kitchen sink at it, Paddy Barrett was in his element. Balls were coming forward and he was just loving life and heading everything and kicking everything out of there. Looked really, really good.
You can listen back in full to LOI Late Night in your OTP podcast feeds. Stephen Doyle later called up with Shaz interim boss Lorcan Fitzgerald following full time, who remarked about the turbulent times at Toker Park.
Yeah, absolutely. The gaffer has been brilliant, and for me, being brilliant as well. So there was a bit around the dressing room where it needed to be picked up. But the reaction I think we got from all the players, and on my behalf, the application and the attitude that they've shown me has been top notch, top class professionals. And for me, they play for each other tonight. They play for each other in a tough week and ultimately got the result that they deserved. Obviously, we've got a few days off. We've got a rest. We'll recover. We've got Celtic here on Tuesday. But next game is Kerry away in the FAI Cup, and we go from there.
Stephen also caught up with Dundalk manager Kieran Godolf, who had this to say.
Yeah, look, I think they've all felt like that. You know, I don't think we've had an easy month. You know, when you're coming up into a division and you know you've gone up a level from the first division from last year, I think we've approached every month the same. I think, look, we've lost two on the bounce, which, you know, hasn't happened too often for us this season. I think we'd won 4 out of 5 prior to last week. So I felt we did enough there to get something out of the game. I don't focus on any individual month. I probably look at it as a whole. There was 3 points to be won tonight. We tried to get them, we didn't. We'll have to do the same next week and pick them off one at a time. Listen, I won't be looking any further than the Louth derby. I know you're saying what's coming after that, but no, 1 week at a time here.
Shelburne still sit in fifth on 34 points, but crucially just 1 point behind Dundalk, who have 35 points and sit in fourth place. Shamrock Rovers pulled off a great comeback at the Showgrounds against Sligo Rovers. The league leaders are without captain Pico Lopez, who played the full 120 minutes for Cape Verde against Argentina last night in the round of 32 of the World Cup, sadly bowing out of the tournament after an incredible debut run. Sligo went 1-0 up through captain Will Fitzgerald just 13 minutes into play, but significant changes from Hoops manager Stephen Bradley saw a swing in play, with Jack Byrne equalising soon after the start of the second half and Graham Burke getting the winner a few minutes after. Sligo were reduced to 10 men as Dara Patton picked up a straight red card for a challenge on Dylan Watts prior to the second Rovers goal. Sligo Rovers manager John Russell reflected on defeat at home when speaking to LOI TV.
To be one up at half time, that was fully deserved. You could see Shamrock Rovers end up making 4 changes at half time, which tells you the story. We were aggressive on the front foot. Our defensive shape was good. We had to defend obviously the last kind of 5 to 10 minutes of the first half, but looked a real threat, especially those switches of play. Sean Stewart, Will Fitzgerald on that left side, thought Archie was excellent. Dara Patton, Cara McHugh were really good in the middle of the park, so loads to be pleased about. But then to concede a minute into the second half was a real sucker punch. But we responded, we wanted to build out from the back, and no arguments, like Dara Patton showing for that ball from Sergeant, that's what we're built to do, and I encourage that. He gets nicked, but for me it's never a red card. Like, he's come on the blind side, he gets nicked, the ball goes back to the keeper, it's a yellow card at most, and it's a huge moment. We go down to 10 men to soak up a lot of pressure, still had a couple of opportunities on sets, but we give away another really poor goal, and it's a tough one to take.
The Hoops stay on top at 50 points, while the Bitter Red now sit bottom on 20 points, behind on goal difference to Waterford. Rovers still may be in the lead, but the chasing back never gives up, as St Patrick's Athletic comprehensively overcame Galway United at home with a 3-0 win rounded up in the first half at Richmond Park. Goals from Ryan Edmondson, Keane Levy and Aidan Keane secured the win for the Saints before the midway point of the first half, ensuring they are still in the hunt for a first league title since 2013 as we enter the European qualifiers. Pats are also without regular starting goalkeeper Joseph Nang, who is away at the World Cup. His Ghana side exit the tournament at the hands of Colombia in the early hours of this morning. Pats manager Stephen Kenny spoke to LOI TV following the win.
I don't think you can ever be complacent, and that's, you know, that's something, you know, Galway tried till the end. They kept going for the 90 minutes, and we couldn't say the second half was comfortable as it could have been, but we did miss quite a few chances to get a forward goal, and that would have killed it altogether. But listen, it's a great win. The players deserve credit for bouncing back after last week, after the defeat, and scoring 3 goals and keeping a clean sheet.
Pats are still in third on 41 points, 9 behind leader Shamrock Rovers and 2 behind fellow Dublin side Bohemians, while the Tribesmen stay in 8th place on 22 points. Further north, Bohemians came home with another 3 points as they picked up the 3rd win in a row, this time with a 2-0 win over Drogheda United. The visitors went 1-0 up early through an own goal by Drogheda's Mark Doyle, and former Drogheda player Douglas James Taylor added a second for Bowes with less than a quarter of an hour remaining, ensuring they kept pace with the Dublin rivals. Bohemians assistant manager Stephen O'Donnell spoke to LOI TV following the win.
So we're delighted. You know, pitch was a little bit sticky, it was slow, you could see boys sort of stepping on balls and tripping over, hard to dribble with, so hard for our sort of offensive lads to get into their sort of rhythm. But you know, you need games like this away from home. It was really important that we had two obviously Dublin derbies that look after themselves. So this is where we'd probably be accused previous of slipping up, you know, getting everybody's hopes up, you know, having big wins and then coming away from home and coming unstuck. So we're really, really focused on that, and we just need to keep building now.
Bulls still sit in second, 7 points behind Rovers, while Jolly United are now just two off the drop zone on 22 points. In the first division, Cork City lengthened their lead with a 1-0 win over local rivals Cove Ramblers. Finn Harps got a 1-0 win over Wexford at home. Treaty United beat Kerry 2-1 in another Munster derby, and Bray Warners edged Athlone Town to a 1-0 win. Tonight, Longford Town hosts UCD at Bishopsgate at 7:30, hoping to push up to the playoff positions. The Club Orange Women's FAI Cup has reached the second round stage, with all clubs now entering the competition. There are 6 matches taking place today, with Bohemians taking on Kerry and Waterford welcoming Sligo Rovers to the RC, both kicking off at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Shelburne play Bury Wanderers at Tulka Park. At 5 o'clock, Galway United take on Treaty United, and Piemont United host Athlone Town at Green Oak Park. Finally, at 6 o'clock, Shamrock Rovers travel south to play Wexford. And then on Sunday, there are just 2 matches, with Douglas Hall hosting Dundalk in an all-non-league tie, and Cork City welcoming DLR Waves to Turner's Cross. Both matches kick off at 2 o'clock. This week marks the start of the European Club Competition qualifying rounds, with 3 clubs from the Premier Division in action. Shamrock Rovers travel to Malta to take on Floriana at 6:30 on Tuesday evening in the Champions League first qualifying round. Meanwhile, Derry City fly over to the capital of Bulgaria as they take on CSKA Sofia at 7 o'clock on Thursday in the Europa League first qualifying round. And Bohemians welcome Gibraltar and club St. Joseph's to Stadium Park at 6 o'clock on Thursday in the Conference League first qualifying round. Shelburne, however, have a bye to the second qualifying round of the Conference League and await the winners of the tie between Linfield of Northern Ireland and Nomi Kalju of Estonia. The 2024 LOI champions have a scheduled friendly against Scottish double winners Celtic in Tulka Park on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, there are 2 rescheduled matches in the Women's Premier Division as Athlone Town host Shelburne at 7:30 and DLR Waves travel to Green Oak Park to take on Piemont United at 7:45. Next Friday in the Premier Division, there are just 2 matches taking place, with rivalries renewed as Dundalk host Drogheda United in the Louth Derby at 7:45. That game will be live and exclusive on Off the Ball with Stephen Doyle and Vinnie Perth on the call. You can listen live from 7 p.m. on your radios on News Talk or the GoLight app. Waterford also holds St. Patrick's Athletic with both teams in form. That match will kick off at 8 o'clock. And finally on Saturday, Galway United welcome bottom place Sligo Rovers to AM&TC Park at 5 o'clock. While in the first division on Friday, Athlone Town hosts Cove Ramblers. UCD make the short trips to take on Bray Wanderers in the Carlisle grounds. Leaders Cork City play Longford Town. Finn Harps welcome Treaty United. And Wexford play host at Kerry at Ferry Carrick Park. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the league around and off the ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Doyle, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McLean, LOI Late Night with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans. Our live commentary next Friday as well as our Irish football-focused segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. I'll be back next week. Take care.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.